Hello, and welcome to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Well, as we all know, things in our world today are far from business as usual. The COVID-19 pandemic, protests in the streets, and cries of racial injustice have taken center stage. And that's why Pastor Rick has decided to set aside our regular programming in order to share his heart regarding these extremely critical issues. He'll be taking us through the small but mighty book of James in a series called A Faith That Works When Life Doesn't. In this teaching, Rick gives you the principles you need to live through a pandemic. Please be sure to invite a friend or loved one to listen along with you today as we continue with our series. In a year that's caused millions worldwide to experience fear and anxiety at a heightened level, it's never been more important to get God's life-changing word out to as many people as possible. This month, we're excited to announce a $50,000 matching grant that will allow us to do just that. If you'd like to help this ministry as we reach out to the world with the hope found in Jesus Christ, just go to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message, or you can text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 to find out more. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called A Faith That Anchors Me in Storms.
Here's the second step for anchoring my life on a solid foundation. It's the next verse in James chapter 1. It's verse 21. I humbly accept whatever God says. I humbly accept whatever God says. I may not understand it. I may have a hard time with it. It may seem crazy, but I humbly accept whatever God says. First, I accept this as a gift, and then I humbly accept whatever God says. James chapter 1, verse 21, the next verse says this. So, get rid of all the filth and evil in your lives and humbly accept, circle that, humbly accept the message that God has planted, circle that word planted, in your hearts, for it's strong enough to save your soul. You need your soul saved? It's right here. You humbly accept the word of God planted in your heart. Circle humbly accept and the word planted. You know, in the Bible, God often compares our accepting his word to gardening. It's like God is planting seeds in our hearts and in our minds. And he says, I want you to humbly accept what I'm planting in your heart. That word, accept, in the Greek is the word dekamai. It's a hospitality term. It literally means to receive like a stranger, welcome them in fully. You are to welcome the word in your life. You say, as I'm reading this book, I say, God, come on in. God, come on. It is an attitude of acceptance. Before I even read your word today, I'm already saying, I am already accepting it. God said it. I believe it. That settles it. I say, no. God said it. That settles it, whether you believe it or not, because it's settled and it's the truth. But notice in that verse, did you notice what he, I skipped it over to start. Notice you have to do some weeding before you can do the seeding, okay? In order to accept God's humble word humbly planted in my heart, it says first, I got to clean out some stuff. Okay, it says, get rid of the filth and the stuff. I got to clean out. I got to do some spring cleaning. I've got to take out the garbage. I've got to clean up. I've got to make space in my heart so God's word can be planted. It says, get rid of all the filth and evil in your life. Before you can accept God's word, you got to do a little house cleaning. Now, it's spring here in the northern hemisphere, and so it's time for spring cleaning. Maybe some of you have been using some of your time to clean out your closets at home. Well, how about your mental closets? It says, get rid of the filth. You know that word, it's funny what that word is in Greek. It's the word riparion, and it literally means earwax. Earwax. That stuff is gross, okay? You get a little on the Q-tip there, and you pull it. Oh, that's gross. The point is this. Sin blocks me from hearing God. It plugs up the sound. I can't hear God when I got something else in my heart, in my mind, in my ears. Okay? And he says, by the way, while you're at it, get rid of evil. That's anything you know that isn't right in your life. How do you do that? Confession. You just admit it. Confession cleanses. And you just say, God, I'm getting ready here. I accept this Bible as your gift, and I'm going to read it, and I'm going to humbly accept whatever you tell me. But you said before the seeding and before the feeding comes the weeding. So I'm going to do a little house cleaning here, and I've got this junk I need to get rid of. And you confess to God. Now, I treat God's word as a gift. I humbly accept what God says to me. And whatever he wants to say, that's fine. Here's a third step. Study, then do whatever he says. Study, then do whatever he says. That's the next several verses in James chapter 1. James 1, 22 to 25 says this. Don't merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself. You know, you think, well, I'm listening to it, then I'm doing it. No, you're just listening to it. He says, don't just merely listen to the word and deceive yourself. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says, it's like a man who looks at his face in a mirror. Now, we're going to come back to this analogy. He says that God's word is like a mirror. He's like a man who looks in the mirror, and after looking at himself, he goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. Okay? In other words, it didn't do any good. But if you keep looking, this is what the Bible says, if you keep looking intently into the perfect law that gives freedom, this is the truth that sets us free, and you continue to do this, not forgetting what you've learned, but doing it. He just gave me four actions right there. He says, or five, he says, you will be blessed in whatever you do. Hang on there. If you're taking notes, underline that. You will be blessed in whatever you do. You want to be blessed in whatever you do in the middle of this COVID-19 crisis? Then you need to do those five things in that verse that the Bible just tells you to do about the Bible. God says you will be blessed in whatever you do, but there are some conditions. There are some premises for that promise that you have to fulfill in order to receive his blessing. Now, in those four verses that I just read, James gives us five ways that we are to anchor our lives to God's word. Okay, I want you to circle them. First is the word listen. He says, listen. When you're listening, that's a way to anchor God's word. Then he says, keep looking intently. We'll come back to that. Circle, keep looking intently. Then he says, continue. Circle the word continue. And then he says, not forgetting. Circle the word not forgetting. And then he says, doing, circle the word doing. To get blessed by the Bible, to get blessed in every area of your life, you have to do all five things with the Bible. If you want all the blessing, you got to do all five things. And they're all in those four verses. All right, let's just review them real quick. First, he says, listen to God's word. Now, that's what you're doing right now. I am teaching you God's word. But you know, we forget 90 to 95% of everything we hear in about 72 hours. So you need to do a lot more than just listen. If you're sitting there listening to this and not taking any notes, you're going to forget this all within 72 hours. So listening is good, but it's not the best way to learn the word of God. And that anchor needs to have more than just listening. Second, he says, keep looking intently. Okay, what's that? Keep looking intently. He says, when you're looking intently in the Bible, there's a word for that. It's called studying. Keeping looking intently is not listening. It's studying the Bible. You look intently. You search. Now the difference, do you know the difference between reading the Bible and studying the Bible? It's just one thing. You use a pencil or pen. You write things down. When you see something in the Bible, you write it down. If you don't write anything down, you're not studying the Bible. You're just reading it. Reading means I'm reading it. Studying means I'm not just reading it, but now I'm writing something down about what God has said to me. That's called studying the Bible. And he says, look intently and keep studying it. Then the third thing he says is continue to do this. What does it mean to continue? It means you make it a habit. You make it a habit. It means you do it daily.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
In a year that has caused millions to become more isolated than ever, dealing with emotions like fear and anxiety at a heightened level, it is clear that access to the hope of God and His Word is more important than ever. At Daily Hope, we know how vital it is that as many people as possible find that hope as easily as possible. You can help ensure that God's Word continues to be delivered to more and more people around the world. This month, we're excited to announce a $50,000 matching grant that will help us to continue reaching as many people as possible with Daily Hope for their lives. Your gift today will ensure we are able to keep doing just that. But we only have till midnight on June 30th. After that, we lose any part of the grant we haven't used. Please go to PastorRick.com today to give your gift so that those in need have access to the hope found in Jesus. You can also text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 to give. We'll say thanks by sending you Rick's brand new Daily Hope Silver Scripture Box with 52 Bible verse memorization cards based on the Invisible War series. Remember, any gift you give today will be matched up to $50,000 till the end of this month. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004.
Once again, here's Rick.
Now, I want to recommend a habit to you that I want you to try for the next 7 days, okay? Okay, and if you'll do this, I guarantee you it's going to change your life. It's a very simple habit, but I want you to do it every day, morning and night, for the next 7 days. It's called His Word First and His Word Last, or His Word First Word, His Word Last Word, HWFW. HWLW, His Word First Word and His Word Last Word. Here's what I want you to do. Put an open Bible by your bedside. Leave it open. Don't close it, okay? When you wake up tomorrow morning, before you read anything else, before you look at your phone, before you listen to anything else, before you turn on Good Morning America or whatever you're doing, or go to your internet site, you read a portion of Scripture before you get out of bed. That's making His Word the first word, HWFW. Then you do, at the end of the day, HWLW, His Word, last word. Leave your Bible open and by your bedside, and before you go to sleep at night, after you've finished all your, you know, TV, downloading and whatever you've done, you're going to read a portion of this book as the last thing you do, His Word, last word, before you go to sleep. Now, friends, you're going to be amazed at how much this simple habit will strengthen your life. You're going to find your patience going up. You're going to find your anxiety going down. It's going to make major changes in your attitude. It will strengthen your life, and it will bring the blessing of God in your life. James has said, I want you to hear the word. I want you to study the word. He said, I want you to continue it as a habit. And then fourth, he says, I want you to memorize it. You need to memorize Bible verses that are important to you. You don't have to memorize the whole Bible, but that's the not forgetting part that he says there. You might, if you circled it, not forgetting, how do you not forget? By memorizing it. So here's what I want you to do. Anytime you read a verse that really speaks to you, don't just underline it in your Bible. Copy it onto a little card that you can keep with you. And then you can read that several times a day. You can put it in your visor in your car. You can put it on your bathroom mirror. You can put it on your refrigerator. And the key to memorizing anything, actually, is saying it aloud over and over. You remember things through your ear, not through your eye. You can read something over and over and over and never memorize it. But if you'll read it aloud, it will, your ear will hear it, and that's how you're going to learn to remember verses. Now, nothing will do more to strengthen your spiritual life and give you the stability of having your life anchored to the rock, as Jesus said, than memorizing scripture. You say, I can't do that. Yeah, you can. So I can't remember anything. You remember what's important. I know people say they can't remember. They can give you every baseball statistic for the last 30 seasons. Or they can give you the top 30 lyrics for all the songs. Or they can give you the stock market. You remember what's important to you. You can remember a recipe. You remember what's important to you. Now, the Bible word for remembering and reviewing God's word is called meditation. And I don't really have time to get into it. It just means seriously thinking about God's word. But I will say this. God promises to do many, many great things in your life if you'll do one thing. If you'll learn to meditate, that means seriously think about his word every day. And you say, well, what does it mean to meditate? Well, it doesn't mean put your mind in neutral and go, you know. It doesn't mean to forget everything. Let me just say this. Do you know how to worry? Yeah, you do. You know, some of you are pros at worry. If you know how to worry, you know how to worship. And you know how to meditate. When you take a negative thought and you think about it over and over and over, that's called worry. When you take the word of God and you think about it over and over and over, that's called meditating. So use the same skills you use in worrying to meditate. It's not something spiritual that's way out there for superstars. If you know how to worry, you already know how to meditate. Now, there are many promises about this, but I want to just give you one. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. And it says this, do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Talk about it. Meditate on it. Think about it seriously, day and night, so that you're careful to do everything written in it. This is the same things James just said. He says, then you will be prosperous and successful. Whoa. You want to be prosperous in your life? You want to be successful in your life? That is the only promise of success in the Bible. And God says, if you'll do this one thing, you will be successful and prosperous. Meditate on my word day and night. Day and night. His word, first word, his word, last word. Now that leads me to the last step in anchoring your life to God's word. Okay, finally, after I have treated this as a gift, after I have humbly accepted it, say I'm gonna believe it, even if it's hard to understand, and I've cleaned out my heart and I'm receiving the planted word and I'm gonna hear it and read it and study it and memorize it, meditate on, here's the final thing God says. Do it. Do it. Just do it. Do what it says. Remember, James says, you know, a lot of people are like, when they read the Bible, it's like they look in a mirror, but then they walk away and they don't do anything about it. If you don't improve yourself when you look in a mirror, what's the purpose of looking in a mirror? If you don't comb your hair or, you know, fix something that's wrong on your face, what's the importance of looking in a mirror? This word is God's mirror. It helps you see yourself accurately. Not the way the world sees you, not the way your parents see you, not the way your husband or wife sees you, but the way God sees you, which is the true way. When you look in the mirror, you see yourself. But if you don't do anything about it, what's the use of looking in the mirror? When God speaks to you through his word, write down an action step and then do it. The blessing doesn't come from reading. The blessing comes in doing. So I want you to practice these simple steps this week. Listen to the word of God. There are podcasts out there. If you haven't listened to all of the messages in this series, catch up. Listen to the word of God. Read the word of God. Study, that means make some notes. Memorize, meditate on the word of God, and then do it. And that's how you anchor yourself. Anchor yourself to the rock solid truth of God's word. And that's how you get stability that you're gonna need in life when everything around you is changing. You know, this week in my personal Bible reading, I came across a very unusual verse, but I wanna close with it. You know, in scripture, God often tells us to study animals. He says, consider the ant, how industrious it is. It says, consider this. And he says, you know, you can learn a lot just from nature. In Proverbs 30, 26, I had never seen this verse before. I'm sure I read it many times, but I had never seen it as the way it hit me. It says this in Proverbs 30, 26, rock badgers are neither strong nor powerful, but they're wise enough to live in the safety of solid rock. And I thought, whoa, a rock badger doesn't have a very big brain, I'm sure. But it says it's weak, it's vulnerable, it's not very strong, but it's wise enough to live in the safety of solid rock. Are you wise enough to live in the safety of the solid rock? On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. During this pandemic, you may not feel very strong. You may not feel very powerful, but you can be wise. And the wise thing to do is to anchor your life on the rock of God's unchanging truth, the Bible. Let me close by reading again what Jesus said. We started with this passage. I want to end with it. Jesus said, "Everyone who pays attention to my word and puts it into practice is like a wise person who built his house on a solid rock foundation. And then the storm arose and the rain poured down and the flood waters rose and the storm winds beat hard against it, that house. Yet it did not collapse. Nothing moved it because it was anchored to the rock. But everybody who hears my word and doesn't practice it, doesn't put it into practice, is like a foolish person who built his house on sand. And when the storm hit and the rain poured down and the flood waters rose and the winds blew against that house, it completely collapsed with a huge crash." What are you building your life on? You building it on pop culture? You building it on personal opinion? Are you building it on the unchanging rock of God's eternal truth? If you're feeling unstable this morning, get in this book. Get in it and read it, study it, memorize it, meditate, and do it. Do it. Now, every week, we do three things at the end of our service here at Saddleback Church. First, we recommit our lives to Jesus Christ. I want to do this right now. I want to pray with you. Maybe you've never invited Jesus Christ into your life. Last week, I invited people to pray this prayer, and I asked them to text me after they'd prayed the prayer. Over 2,500 people said, "I prayed that prayer and gave my life to Jesus Christ." 2,500. Let's bow our heads right now and let me lead you in a prayer. Just say, "Dear Jesus Christ," just say it in your mind. If you're at home and you're by yourself, say it aloud. "Dear Jesus Christ, as much as I know how, I open my life to you." Just say that. Say, "I want to build my life on the rock solid truth of your word. I don't want to build my life on popular opinion or what culture says. I don't want to build my life on the opinions of other people, but I want to be anchored to the rock so that I have the stability when the storms of life come. I open my life to you, Jesus Christ, and I humbly accept your word into my life and your spirit into my life. I'm humbly accepting that today. And I ask you to help me to become a person of the word, that during this time when sporting events are canceled and concerts are canceled and going out to dinner's canceled and I have a lot of free time, may I spend that time in your word, getting to know you, to become a person of the word. And I ask you to accept me into your family by your grace. I'm putting my faith in you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hi, this is Pastor Rick. If you just prayed to accept Jesus Christ into your heart, congratulations. You're now my brother or sister in the Lord. And you need to tell somebody. And why don't you tell me? Write to me, rick@pastorrick.com. Just email me, rick@pastorrick.com, and tell me your story. I would love to read it. And by the way, I'll send you some free material to help you start in your new journey with the Lord. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. Now, if you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, in a year that has caused millions worldwide to become isolated, dealing with emotions like fear and anxiety at a heightened level, it's clear that access to the hope of God and His Word is more important than ever. At Daily Hope, we know how vital it is that as many people as possible find that hope as easily as possible. This month, we're excited to announce a $50,000 matching grant that will help us continue reaching out to as many people as possible with daily hope for their lives. You can help ensure that God's Word continues to be delivered to more and more people around the world with a financial gift to this ministry. And remember, any gift you give today will be matched up to $50,000 till the end of this month. Here's Rick to tell you more.
You know, I just want to take a quick second to say thank you, everybody. Because of your generosity, we're able to take the hope of Jesus Christ into places where there are no Bibles, no believers, and no body of Christ, no churches at all. Now, as you pray about giving, I want to ask you to ask God about sending a gift that's the largest you're able to give, because at this point of the year, we have a donor who has offered to match your gift. That means what you give will be doubled. We get twice the bang for the buck, in other words. So please respond quickly and give in such a way that we can maximize it through this matching gift. And I want to ask you this. Would you pray for us at Daily Hope? Pray as we reach out to people around the globe with hope that people will find Christ by the thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands. So thank you for being a partner with me to getting the message out.
Don't wait. This opportunity will be gone at the end of this month, and we'll miss out on any amount left over from the grant not matched. Just go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy. If you've got a smartphone or tablet, just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Today, when you give, we'll say thanks by sending you Rick's brand new Daily Hope Silver Scripture Box with 52 Bible verse memorization cards based on the Invisible War series. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. And thanks so much for your support. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.